when the issue was highlighted to us, we investigated it and we sought to deal with it under two separate pieces of legislation. The first is the Planning and Development Act and the second is the Derelict Sites Act. The structure itself, the former Abbey Hotel is a protected structure, so we serve notices on the owners in terms of the structure becoming dilapidated, and the notices are served under endangerment of protected structures. So we served those notices, and we also served notices under the Derelict Sites Act with respect to the extension to the rear of the hotel. So we served two separate notices to the registered owners of the property. In both of those notices, it required a series of steps to be carried out to remedy the issues identified, and to date none of those notices have been acted upon. So the next step in this process would be to seek a prosecution for failure to comply with the notices, and that's the next course of action that we will give consideration to.
And are you happy that the registered owners have received your notices?
We are happy. It's one of the test cases for any court case that we can prove that we have served the notices. So we are satisfied. We went to quite detailed steps in terms of serving those notices. So we're satisfied that aspect of our case is watertight.
And in terms of the length of time that has gone by before you can take legal action, has a substantial amount of time gone back without you getting a response, or when would those notices have been served?
I can't give you the exact date because I don't have the file to hand. That is something that we have to go back and look at to make sure that we are seeking the prosecution within the defined time limit. Worst case scenario, we may have to reissue those notices again and act upon them. In both notices, there's a period of time that's given that allows the works that are specified in the order to be carried out. Those time periods have long since passed, so that's something that we would have to review following from the commitment that we gave here today to pursue through the courts.